For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Now, back to Steiny sure. and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
There it is. If you want to know why baseball is a joke,
what?
Right there it is.
We got playoffs going, baby.
Right before we come back on the air, Guru to Evan. So, Evan, are these best of three, best of five, best of seven? That's the point. We don't even know. We don't even know if it's a best of three, best of five, or best of seven.
But you're lobbying for that to come back in the NBA.
That's right.
But say Major League Baseball got it right.
I don't know what the series is.
Oh, the best of three.
And you didn't either.
That's why I
asked. So you are really locked in.
Oh, no. I didn't. Hey, they change it so much.
Exactly. I had to double check. Exactly. And why do they change it? Because it's broke.
No.
The whole sport is broken.
You don't want to come for me
today. And what's broken more than any other thing is the San Francisco Giants.
Please.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of calls here. Let's get into them.
Yeah, but before we do.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Hey.
Hey, what?
If Bruce Bochy is named Giants manager, we need to do something special for me, bigger than maybe a dinner amongst the show. For Goo to go out on a limb when I did.
I'm not buying you anything.
And Bochy gets.
I did you a big favor yesterday and you didn't say thank you. Yeah. Yeah, it was still a favor. It was still a favor.
Tell the people what it was. You got to say it to the mic.
I didn't know I could say it.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Listen to this favor, Steiny. Evan.
Steiny. Do a little favor for me?
Hold on. Okay, stop.
What do you need, buddy?
Real quick. I'm driving the sack, so if I take 15 extra minutes to do this, Evan, I got another hour and 45-minute commute. Okay, keep that in mind. Go ahead.
He says, Steiny, you got any cash on you? He knows I hate not having cash on me. So I said, yeah, I got a little. He goes, hey, chance you can give me 100? I'll Apple Pay you 100. I'm like, sure. Give him the 100. Then I remember, I don't have Apple Pay.
Well, you do, because it let me send it to you.
I signed up.
But it was a favor, but don't act like I needed 100 and you gave it to me.
What'd you do with the money? I get it right. I'm not that good of a friend.
You don't even want to know. But seriously, something that Bochy's name manager for getting that one right.
You know, by the way, Steiny, it would be perfect. They would be a perfect match. You know why?
Why?
You know what the Rangers went this year?
Oh, my. Now, that's a 9.
I mean, does Bochy even have a 500 record?
They were 81-81.
Yeah, overall, or am I getting it mixed up with Melvin?
But he won a ring there in Texas. So what if he were to get Devers and Adames, and you can build a bullpen with
75 wins on the horizon.
But if that happens, man, I'm patting myself on the back. It's romanticism at its finest. Sports.
Speaking of sports,
to come back. Yeah.
Speaking of sports, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And speaking of getting started, we're going to start with SF Drummer Boy, SF Drummer, I'm sorry, I'll do it again, SF Bay Drummer in Houston. Now, that's strange.
H-Town.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's good, Guru? What's good, Steiny?
Hey,
you
man,
got it.
See, Brock Purdy is the guy, man. Like, we made a mistake giving them that money. I never wanted them to extend them anyway. I know we had to give him money just because of the positive things that he's done in the past, but, you know, shout out Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately?
Nice.
And coming from last year to now, he's like, when we are under 2 minutes in the fourth quarter and the ball is in his hands and we have a chance to win the game, Brock Purdy's been wet in the bed. We've been changing Ninja Turtle sheets to Pokemon sheets Sunday after Sunday because he's just messing it up. Like, and I don't know if you've noticed this in the game. He's so short. He's doing these jump throws now.
Yeah.
What are you doing, dude?
We both didn't like the jump throw. But real quick, not to interrupt, he beat Seattle, man. He drove him down and got that score.
Well, then there's nothing to see here.
No, it ain't. I'm just being fair.
That's good, Guru. But
no, you feel how you feel. I get it, man.
Teams are not scared of him in the fourth quarter. They know it's the buckle down. Oh, Brock Purdy has the ball. Oh, we're definitely about to key in. We're going to plug up the middle because you can't see. Oh, let's put our biggest defenders on the D-line. So we're going to swat the ball. We're going to get an interception or a fumble. It's curtains. And it's really Kyle and John's fault, too. I really think they have about 2.5 more years left, both of them, because Kyle has an affinity for these Safeway Select QBs. And he can't get a guy. He keeps giving us a Safeway Select lemon lime soda when we all
want
to
man.
Let's go.
Wow.
Thanks, SF Bay Drummer.
Safeway ain't even safe, Stoddy. Oh, he said he want a Sprite. But dude, I'm just, come on, man. I don't know what to say. Uncle Looney says, Goo, you're always crying about injuries. I'm not. I'm just.
Yes, you are.
No, Stoddy,
sorry. I don't want to get into a fight.
I'm stating the facts.
You're a crybaby with
we
injuries.
We don't fight. Seriously. But, radio fight. We don't fight.
You are. I mean, Austin's right. Or is that Big Smooth?
No, Uncle Looney.
Who called you crybaby?
Uncle Looney.
Yeah, they're right.
No, I'm stating the facts that, look at you trying to say, I'm just telling you this team is injured and it's out of control.
Then lower their standards, please.
No, I told you 10 wins at the summit.
Now you want to back off it.
It looks like
go ahead, back off it right now. I'll let you make a new prediction. Go ahead.
I'll tell you after
one.
Thursday.
No, I'm not taking it after Thursday.
I will still share it with you.
Okay.
I'm not crying. What am I crying for? I'm just telling you this has the ingredients to really get out of control.
This is crazy. This team and their injuries. What's going on? And what's in the water in the bay?
You're the guy that
they're soft. S-A-W-F-T.
You are so soft.
Why can't you say it?
You're the guy that came in and put your little duffel bag down and said, I got the greatest thought. And I think you told Ross Tucker when I was out.
Oh, you mean when I was right on again?
When I was eavesdropping. I think there's something to the way that they run the ball.
I don't care.
But
I'm used to it. Get used to it.
You're saying, Goo, you might.
What I'm saying is the way the 49ers play, Kyle Shanahan has made a calculated decision that the injuries are worth it. Because if they don't get hurt, that must mean they're not playing hard enough, and then that won't be good enough for any kind of success. I mean,
I hear that, but that's
take
heavy.
The
He's
bad
not
with
doing
the good.
It. Yeah. That's all you could. It's called the NFL, Scotty. Not for long. But dude, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. They're 3-1 for now. But this has the with the hell.
They're not playing four games this year.
No, they're not, Stoddy. This has the ingredients to get out of control.
I kind of agree with you, 925.
I don't even got it.
Okay,
up today.
So this has the ingredients to get out of control. Well, if it has the ingredients, then don't be surprised if it happens. I take it the ingredients are the injuries.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're not going to be able to overcome them.
Okay, but you danced, and this is why I'm Stoddy, I don't. Why I believe it's unfair.
What's unfair? What is unfair?
Niner What's fans unfair? Having to endure another season that was injury riddled after going 6-11.
Pick another team.
No, you don't tell them that. No, but
I'm
you
sorry.
Know what I mean. I'm just
this like, is part. This
I'm
is what comes with the territory.
I got it.
Get used to it.
But this is uncanny.
No, it's not. It's football.
To start the year with a great win. And you're tied in, Mr. Everything.
He's
is
old.
In a hat.
He's old.
And he's out
and
on the IR. And then your quarterback wins the game.
Here we go.
And then we find out.
But you're not
he
crying.
Hurt his toe.
But you're not crying about injuries.
But I made a great acquisition. Okay. This is Kyle Shanahan talking. I got Mac Jones. Step up, Mac. Oh, look at those throws outside the numbers. Oh, my gosh.
Whatever
we won two
you
games.
Do. Whatever you do.
Mac's hurt.
Whatever you do. Don't Almost blame done. Shanahan or Lynch. Whatever you do. They
now,
put together this.
Somewhere.
They yeah. put together a team that over the last 8 or 9 years has been more injured for the most part than any other team. Either fire them because it bothers you, or get it through your thick skull that it's the cost of doing business and playing like the Niners play.
I'll take that's
period.
It's the latter.
Okay.
There's been some.
Well, then
you should have
you ready
two
for
wins,
this?
But you
then
got the
shut
Super
up
Bowl.
About them.
No, you can't.
All right.
We
let's
don't
go
know who's
to,
quarterbacking Thursday.
Matt,
you imbecile.
Matt
hey.
In Bayfair. What's up, Matt? How you doing, buddy?
Well, What up, Guru? Steiny, happy belated birthday.
That was 2 weeks ago. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I'm kidding.
I know you hate it. Yeah, so I guess I'm going to cry more about injuries because, I mean, you mentioned the deep playoff runs earlier, Steiny, is also an indicator. And definitely validity to that, but it's just a complete organizational failure. And we've heard people, you guys have had guests on who have repeatedly said that Kyle Shanahan has the toughest training camps. He has the toughest weekly practices during the season, which, you know, are unheard of. And, you know, they're going through a rebuild right now and a transition. And, you know, they're committed to Purdy regardless at this point. I don't think he's a franchise quarterback, but you're going to need a lot of healthy, talented players around him. And this franchise has to start prioritizing keeping his best players healthy. And that's going to start with adjusting Shanahan's practice style. I mean, this is what, one of the most valuable franchises in sports. And Jed York, someone has to get down there and figure out what's going on, or it's going to keep happening. And your next generation of talent is going to have these same problems that the current one does.
I mean, I hear you. I don't know what you can figure out at this point.
I mean, it's $1 million question, man.
I mean, the other thing is, like, people have offered opinions on why they think it's happening. So if you think they have any validity, then change your procedure. You know, change your preparation style. I don't get the sense Kyle's keen on doing that. Devin's in an Uber. He often is. What's up, Devin? How you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing, man?
Hey. Doing well.
I think I'm going to go on what I've titled the gentleman's rant, man. I'm about to go on the gentleman's rant.
All right.
Let this be known. I'm not the biggest Purdy fan. I'm not the biggest Purdy hater. I'm just a fan of the sport, right? I think y'all got to cut Purdy some slack. His timing is off and he's hurt, right? If you want to play the $50 million contract card, understand that you didn't give $50 million to the hurt Purdy. You gave it to the healthy Purdy, right? So I don't like the knocking, like, oh, he's a $50 million guy and he's got to get it done. I believe that when he's healthy, but he's clearly not healthy, right? I look at it like, and I say, like, Lamar and Allen, they're, like, for our foodies out there, right? Lamar and Allen are the struggle meal specialists. Right. Outside of being good cooks, they also specialize in struggle meals. They're talented enough to make nothing out of something. And it's like up to the team to push that extra mile, because you'll hear people say, well, why haven't they won a bowl? Right. Well, they can get you close to it or to it, but the team got to help a little bit. You see what I'm saying? And that's where they fail. And Purdy is the cook that, like, he can't. I don't want to say he can't. He doesn't often do that, right? But what he does do amazingly well is he follows the ingredients. So if you remove the seasoning and the side dish, but expect for him to make this great cuisine, that's, to me, it's infallible. Like, I don't understand how you can have those expectations. He needs that for the palate, right? And so when we bring up, oh, well, he went to the Super Bowl, to Steiny's point, he had guys in their prime that were healthy, right? And so, of course, you know, it's easier for him to do that. But when he doesn't have those same weapons, you know, it's asinine. Like, it's tough to think about, right? Mm. And then to conclude real quick, I'm not going to lie, I see the Jimmy G factor here. I remember when the Niners were nothing and Jimmy came and won games. And eventually they won more games and then he got hurt. And then he was still winning games, but it wasn't pretty, right? And you guys ran Jimmy out of here and treated him like he didn't do a good thing for y'all because he was hurt.
Not me.
And it's like, you guys, I don't want to say, right. I don't want to say every Niner fan, but a lot of Niner fans just, it's like y'all just threw him away. And it's like, y'all forgot what he did for y'all. He gave y'all hope. He gave you a post. I'm worried that, for one, I think Steiny is one of the people, too, that thought this. When you give, you know, Purdy the money, we're not saying we knew the Niners would be hurt, but we knew it'd be tough, right? You can't just buy guys off the streets no more because the money isn't there. So it's tough. And to go with the play style to conclude this, I'm going to ask you guys, if we're talking coach comp, is Shanahan Tom Thibodeau, right? Is he running his guys?
Maybe.
You know, is it my way or the highway? Mm. And this is what we're going to deal with. And I really don't care because this is what I believe. I love you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate the call.
He's definitely not Tibbs, Donnie. And the reason I say that is he's got two different quarterbacks to the biggest game. So, but to run the guys in the ground, I'll let you handle that. But as far as he's had his hands on minutes away from the cup or the trophy compared to Tibbs.
And my Tibbs sense. Never had a team as good as the 49ers, talent-wise. Plus, let's not forget what he did with the Knicks.
He got fired.
He got him to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, talking up for the goo.
This is.
Give it to me.
Sorry. When Curry went out, did your expectations change for the Warriors?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, the 49ers are missing Kittle, Ayuk, and Bosa. Change your expectations or be frustrated for the rest of the year. Pretty simple. Till they get their guys back, just know that it's going to be a slog. It's going to be a slog.
Well, it can't not be a slog. And the one positive is you're 3-1.
Exactly.
Until you're not.
This is from Ian Rappaport yesterday. NFL Network. NFL Network. This is from yesterday on Purdy.
It is flaring up again for Brock Purdy. The 49ers have just in the last couple minutes put out an estimated practice report in advance of their Thursday night game against the Rams. And Brock Purdy, had they practiced, would not have practiced. That is a sign that this soreness that Kyle Shanahan discussed is at least something that could potentially keep Brock Purdy off the field. It was a 2 to 5 week recovery from that turf toe, played right at the front end of it. But you really do wonder if this thing was fully healed up. The fact that he complained of some soreness, again, raises the possibility that he not play on Thursday night. Mac Jones, his backup, was a full participant dealing with a knee injury. He would start if Purdy cannot. And that is not the only injury for the 49ers. Ricky Pearsall, their impressive young receiver, has a PCL sprain in his knee. Certainly a real possibility that he misses Thursday night.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network.
Yeah, so is Mac Jones. Well, against Stafford.
Yep. Looks
PCL
like it.
PCL sprain.
From the 510, the texter's talking about, and Evan uses this word. It's a little annoying, but it's because Kyle uses it. They have to develop a callus.
Everything.
A callus in the preseason. Yeah, it's great.
They don't let you do anything anymore in the preseason.
Yeah, go ahead and develop that callus.
Do you have any calluses?
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
Not from working out, though, like me.
From golf.
Well, you would. Wow.
Yeah. From golf.
He's supposed to be golfing today. What? By the way.
Yeah, not recently.
What?
Your calluses.
You quit Wednesday golfing.
By the way, nice try. I got to give the YouTube chat nice try with the jersey. It's with my shirt. It's not a Golden State Warriors shirt.
I didn't even reckon.
I mean. You know I don't wear those.
Well, it says GS.
Yeah, Georgia Southern.
Nah, wow.
Get in the game.
What's their nickname?
I have no idea, but the shirt is money.
I would think because you have that shirt on,
money.
You would know. Evan, you know what the Georgia... I'm saying Tigers.
I think that's Auburn. Georgia Southern.
A few. I'm Googling it.
This is a great logo.
I think it's... I want to say Wildcats, but I think I'm wrong.
It is the Eagles. Georgia
Speaking
Southern
of the
Eagles.
It's almost unfair. When did they lose a game last?
Against the Rams, too. Don't act like we didn't see that.
What year? You know what?
I've
refrained from talking about the Eagles. You're welcome, Bay Area.
Stop. Dude, that stuff is as flimsy as Pee Wee Herman in the swimming pool.
You're so jealous because you don't have a good team that surrounds you.
My team scored 40 points.
Yeah, they're good.
They gave up 40.
Yeah, anyway. They're really good.
Anyway.
Let's go to, Bobby in Los Altos. Come on, Bobby. I'm asking you to come in here and lay it down. Period, end of story. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First of all, to the H-Town drummer boy, I don't know what changing Ninja Turtle sheets to Pokemon sheets means. So I'm going to have to look that up. But that was a very interesting comment. Look, I just want to talk about who should start on Thursday. And I think we need to start to just become and welcome the Adrian Martinez era, the pride of Clovis. And Steiny, the last couple days, I don't know if maybe this is my fault, and maybe his nickname is Aaron, but I feel like you keep calling that guy Aaron Martinez. I think his name is Adrian Martinez, so let's put a little respect on our third-string quarterback's name.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah, you're right. I've been getting that wrong.
Oh, come, let's have a little respect for our starting quarterback for Thursday. And the reason I say that... And the reason I say that is, look, we're already 2-0 in the division. We kind of stole that Cardinals game, let's be honest, right? We're 2-0 in the division, and I don't feel like it's prudent for a 17-week season to sacrifice the future health of our two quarterbacks, QB1 and QB2, for a short week 5 away game. We're 2-0 in the division. Okay, maybe we might lose, and, you know, Pearsall might not even be playing. I don't understand why we would risk in week 5 the health of our two quarterbacks, given that if they don't play, then they got 10 days to get healthy, and you guys may or may not know that next game in Tampa, they flexed it to the late game.
Yeah.
So now we get to actually play like we're playing in West Coast time. Everything is lining up, and sometimes you just got to sacrifice. It's like fantasy football. Sometimes all your players are on bye, but you're not going to trade them out. You just got to take the L for the week because you're not going to be willing to trade them or lose them. And I know that was a stupid – I'm sorry, that was stupid. But my point is we're going to have to sacrifice – potentially this W, probably this W, to get 10 days of rest for our QB1 and QB2. Don't be so myopic to think that week 5 is that important when it's a 17-week season.
Bobby, tomorrow not promised.
Oh, God.
You know that. Tomorrow is not promised.
I'm actually kind of with
you, Bobby. And Ian Rappaport, before we went to you, Bobby said that he was a full participant, Mac Jones, in practice, so I expect him to be playing Thursday.
Hey, you know what? Guess who wasn't on the injury report all last week? It was Mac Jones. He was not on the injury report once.
Hey, Bobby, you know what I think?
I hear you, Bob.
Oh, shoot. I wanted to.
He's still listening.
I wanted to get his input.
Oh.
I'm sick and tired of people saying, it's a short season. No, it's not. It's 17 games. It's a long season. It's a long season. And here's the thing that you guys don't know.
I'm over here studying
you
right
now. And I'm talking about the clown that said you never put a chin strap on. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. There's no sense of urgency among the NFL players right now. They know there are 13 games remaining, which is actually what a full season used to be 40 years ago.
But this is why that means nothing. So did Tyreek Hill. Your head on a swivel.
That is irrelevant.
Tyreek Hill thought he was going to play 17.
That has nothing to do with anything.
He can't be out there prancing around like, oh, it's only week 4.
You're misunderstanding.
No, I'm just saying that.
No, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
You're not my target. I'm just saying.
It's not crunch. It's not crunch time.
It can be over on one play. There's no crunch time. You ain't guaranteed to get to crunch time. It's lunch time.
So you're yelling about.
Any play could be your last. I'm yelling about you guys sitting on your keisters talking about it ain't crunch time. This is a violent ass sport with dudes swole, with muscles everywhere, 300 pounds trying to end you. And you guys calling the radio show, you should take the, he should come, we got 10 days. You ain't guaranteed 10 days. I didn't let it go on too long. Miss me with that crap. Tyreek Hill is in the hospital and his season's over. And because of one, but you can't just take it like you're saying it. You never played.
What you understand,
better.
No, that was great. It had nothing at all.
I had to let it out.
It had nothing to do with my point, but that's not new.
No, it was built up in me.
My point is, he's right. It's week 5. It's not crunch time. Sorry.
Easy for you to say.
There's 12 more games left. And you know what? If somebody gets hurt, it's over. It's over.
But somebody's going to get hurt.
What I'm saying is, it's week 5. There's a long way to go.
But they don't think this way, Steiny.
Okay, well then go get Purdy more hurt.
No, Mac Jones has got it.
When are we going to talk about the fact that, can we just say what happened? Brock Purdy was limited, okay? Then he started. Now he's limited again. He re-injured the toe during the game on Sunday. So, and maybe he's going to miss three more weeks because you rushed him back. How does that feel?
Who's that on? I say it.
It's on the San Francisco 49ers and your boy genius. But you're not afraid. But you know, hey,
Lowe said it's going to follow him all year.
Lowe says this.
Oh, I'm about to text him.
What does Lowe know? He hasn't played in 29 years. Great. When I want to know about 1979 football, I'll ask Lorenzo Neal.
Evan off texting him now.
That segment was brought to you by Moderna.